This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Three Aurora police officers and two paramedics are charged with homicide in the death of Elijah McClain. A grand jury filed a total of 32 criminal charges for the five people involved in the violent arrest in 2019. McClain's mother, Shanine, has been calling for criminal charges since then.
I'm shocked at the amount of counts, honestly, and I'm happy for my son's justice. I'm happy that Elijah's getting his justice.
In an interview with CPR, Shanine said she hopes the officers get life in prison, but the charges the men face carry much lower sentences than that. Some of Colorado's top political leaders gathered in Denver today and called on Congress to approve funding for climate-friendly transportation projects. These include passenger rail, public transportation, and electric vehicle projects. Congressman Nona Geese of Boulder says Colorado state government is already on the right track.
Congress must help. This is a generational opportunity, and they have to deliver. We need every cent of that $3.5 trillion coming through.
Congress is currently considering two separate measures that add up to trillions of dollars in spending for infrastructure and other government programs. The federal government is rounding up more than 700 wild horses in northwest Colorado despite a last-minute appeal by Governor Jared Polis to delay the operation. Polis urged Interior Secretary Deb Haaland to postpone today's roundup in the Sandwash Basin and expressed concern about whether the horses will be treated humanely. He also questioned the Bureau of Land Management's argument that drought has jeopardized food and water for the herd of nearly 900 horses. This is CPR News.